The only injury of note, and it's unfortunate because it's potentially a serious one, is Gabriel has a fractured orbital socket. He's in the hospital, and it's something that we don't know at this point, but could potentially require surgery. Again, another frustrating one. Kind of story of the season. You know, outmanned, and you know, we fought our tails off and found a way to be down five in the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, it unraveled for us late, turning the ball over. But it just, you know, as I told the guys afterwards, couldn't be more proud of the effort. You know, a week with you know, just so much going on. You know, just all the negativity swirling around it. Just all the, you know, the stuff that was out there. For our guys to stay focused, you know, great test of their mental toughness. And you know, I thought we, you know, coaches hung in there and coached their butts off, and you know, we saw the effort we got from the guys that were out there. So again, couldn't be more proud of it. You know, and for the men in that room, you know, they deserve better. I mean, they deserve better than three wins, and you know, that's on all of us. You know, tough way to end it. But just, you know, frustrating. Frustrating for them, because I see how much they put into it, how much goes into it, and to not have the success is hard to watch. I'll open it up.
Mike, have you been told anything from the owner about your job status?
No, have not.
If you have a chance to plead your case, what would you say?
You know, I'm not into pleading. You know, it's something that you know, what gets put out there. You know, how we attack work every day. You know, the players, you know, that to me is the resume, how hard the guys play, the effort that goes in, how we practice, you know, what we do in meeting time, walk through, out on a practice field, how that carries over to the game field. So I feel like, you know, we've done a lot of good things, but, you know, I'm the first one to tell you. You've heard me say it a million times. This is a pass-fail league, and the results aren't there. But it's nobody wants to hear it takes time. Nobody wants to hear it's a process, but that's, you know, that's the situation that we're in. You know, I feel there's a good young nucleus here. You don't have to look any further than this past draft class, especially as the year went on. A lot of those guys playing at a high level. So again, I'm just not. I'm a, you know, what you see is what you get kind of guy. And you know, as I've said earlier, you know, I said earlier in the week or in the last 2 weeks, I love it here. Passionate about football, passionate about the Cleveland Browns. I love the city. I think these are some of the best fans in the league, if not the best. And they deserve it. And that's, you know, if it does go the wrong way for me, that's my biggest regret is not being able to deliver for these fans that have suffered for a long time.
Did you ask Kevin Friday for your status? It was reported that you did, and he refused to tell you.
Yeah, that's not correct.
Did you talk to him
No.
at all
before the
weekend? Here we go again. Johnny Manziel, was he in Las Vegas last night?
I don't know. I wasn't. So. To me, when guys are you know, we have a protocol for them. They're inactive. I don't have all the information on that yet. But my biggest concern was the guys that were going to be out there today getting prepared for the Steelers.
Would you require him to be here during a game, and would you have wanted him?
No, the guys in the concussion protocol are not permitted. Okay. Well, they can be in the stadium, but they're not required. Okay, but they're not permitted to be on the sideline.
Are they permitted to travel?
We do not travel our. I don't know what the league rule is, but our policy is we do not travel. We do not travel our. Like if we were, you know, the guys that had concussions when we went to Kansas City did not come with us.
But I mean, are they permitted to travel on their own if they desire?
That I don't know. I got to get with Joe Sheehan. This is, I mean, this is the first I've heard of an example like this. So.
Hey, Mike, in fairness to you, there was another report out today that said at halftime in the Kansas City game, you guaranteed a win. And also during the Cincinnati second game, you said you told the team I might be getting fired, and you guys haven't really lived up to your end of the bar, and you haven't played hard enough.
Wow.
I'm paraphrasing that part of it.
Yeah, that would be 0-2. people that know me and know how I am, that would be grossly out of character for me to guarantee a win and call our guys out for their effort to save my own job. I mean, that's just about the polar opposite of who I am.
If Johnny was in Vegas, how would you react to that?
Yeah, let me gather the information on it. I mean, it would be disappointing. I mean, I'll leave it at that. Disappointing. Go ahead, Edie. I don't, but I'm sure though. I mean, end of year meeting always comes very quickly. I don't know whether it could be tonight. I'm going to go back to the office, so it could be tonight. Could be tomorrow.
And ideally, would you like to know tonight if you're coming back?
Yeah. I just think for the sake of the, for the sake of the staff. I mean, that to me is my priority. I got a responsibility to 20 plus families that would like to know would like to know our status. That I'm not sure. I just know we don't travel. I don't know whether that's part of the league's policy. I'd have to follow up with that with Joe Sheehan.
Mike, Johnny, was he sent home from a quarterback meeting because he was inebriated this week?
No, that is not the case.
Mike, everybody else in this room, everybody in the stadium saw reports that you're gone and Farmer's gone. Does that seep through to you, or are you impervious to the report that everyone here saw?
No, I'm aware of it. So, but I just know a lot of stuff gets floated out there. So, as I've said before, it should be a topic of speculation given what our results have been. I mean, it is bottom line business, and there's no column. You guys don't have a column in the newspaper for moral victory, so. Our record is, we've won 3 of our last, whatever it is, 20-21 games. I mean, that's just, it's not good enough.
Anything else?
You see Terrell Pryor, his development as a receiver, anything, did he take a step or anything late in the season here?
He did, and that's why it was good to get him on the roster and get him playing. I think the big play that he made is indicative of what he's capable of. But there's a lot of work needs to get put in there to get him polished. But I think it's obvious that he possesses the skill set and he needs to play. That's why I think a good off season, OTAs and mini camps and a full training camp. I wouldn't bet against him making it as a wideout. I mean, it's hard to do. We talked about it way back when. But he certainly possesses the mentality and the skill set.
Did you say goodbye to the guys when you broke it down there?
I didn't say goodbye. I mean, I went around and saw some of the players, but that's more of an end of season type thing. I mean, I'll hopefully, regardless, we'll be in the building tomorrow and we have a team meeting, and I'll get a chance to talk to guys then. Whether it's either direction.
Given the fact that Jimmy didn't come out and give you the vote of confidence in the way that some of the other owners did over the past week, do you feel like you're gone?
No, I don't have a feeling. I mean, it's just I was dead focused on the Steelers this week, and now that it's over, I'm gonna. Some point tonight, have an adult beverage of my choice, and see where it goes. So no, I just don't get wrapped up into that. I mean, we as I said, preach to our players: control what you can control. Worry about the things that you have control over. And staff wise, we're in that same boat.
When you do have that adult beverage, what are you proud of? What do you walk out of here today?
Just when you watch us play, If you didn't see the scoreboard, I don't know if you would know. You don't see our guys quitting. That to me is one of the things I'm most proud of, because you know that's when guys have bought into what you're doing. And it's the professionalism, the competitiveness. When you fill your roster, when you get more of those guys and fill your roster with those guys, you're going to be successful. So just despite the tough times that we went through with the losses, just proud of how our guys showed up every day and their approach. And I can't tell you how proud I am of the coaching staff. I mean, you look at offensively what we were able to accomplish this year. Threw for over 4,000 yards, rushed for over 1,500. I think that's only the fourth team in Browns history to do that. And defensively, it was tough. Battling injuries and lineup changes, and we had our struggles. I mean, I'm proud of that staff. Proud of those guys, and they showed up to work every day and left no stone unturned and went out on a practice field and tried to get it taught, and unfortunately we came up short.
Difficult is it to be successful in the NFL as a head coach when your starting quarterback, is just completely unreliable?
Well, I see where you're going, and his issues have been well documented. You say mess. Can I say work in progress? But if you look at our season and what I just said, the quarterback room, we've gotten great production. And some damn good leadership from that room, and that started with the signing of Josh McCown. He's been outstanding, and he was our starter. He got hurt. Johnny stepped in, and I thought Austin did some good things too under some tough circumstances. So I get it, but I'm not going to sit here and use an excuse that just because we had drafted a quarterback high and he's maybe not where he ideally should be, that was the downfall of what happened here. That was the reason.